This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. We are returning this morning to a Colorado community that was stunned when a gunman opened fire in a movie theater, killing 12 people and wounding many more. Tomorrow marks 1 year since that massacre in the Denver suburb of Aurora. People there say they have struggled to find any sense of closure, and that's in no small part because the case against the accused gunman is dragging and could last for years. Also, the national debate over gun control has been a constant reminder of what happened in that theater. Here's Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus.
A year ago, Marcus Weaver's friend Rebecca Wingo asked him to go with her to the midnight premiere of The Dark Knight Rises. He didn't need much convincing.
I'm a huge Batman fan because he's a real superhero. You know, he's a real person who is a superhero.
About 30 minutes after the movie started, Aurora police received the first calls.
315 and 314 for a shooting at Century Theaters, 14300 East Alameda Avenue. They're saying somebody's shooting in the auditorium.
The first wave of bullets and the sounds just startled everybody and no one moved.
Weaver says he grabbed Wingo and got her onto the floor with him. From in between the seats, he could see the flash of the gun light up the shooter every time he pulled the trigger. Weaver says he waited for a break in the shooting and then made his escape.
And then I was standing outside of that theater, and this little girl comes up to me and said, "Hey, your arm's bleeding." And I look at my arm, and that's when I noticed I had two holes in my arm.
Later, he learned his friend Rebecca Wingo had been shot to death. Now the hurt of losing his friend and the gunshot wounds in his arm are beginning to fade. Weaver got married. He has a new job that he loves. But every time a court date for the accused gunman gets close, the sleepless nights return.
Get short with people, kind of get tired, weary, because it's working in your mind. It's always in the back of your head that you got to go to this court date.
The trial is months away as the state doctors evaluate alleged shooter James Holmes' mental state. He pled not guilty by reason of insanity. And the prosecutors are pursuing the death penalty.
When you combine both of those, you are talking about a process that could take not months, but years.
Criminal defense attorney Karen Steinhauser was a Denver prosecutor for 20 years. She notes that Colorado's governor recently granted an indefinite reprieve for a killer who sat on death row for 15 years, throwing the reality of putting James Holmes to death in question.
We don't know if there's ever going to be finality. And that in and of itself, I know, is hard.
Some victims and families have channeled their frustration into activism. Dave Hoover's 18-year-old nephew, A.J. Boyk, was killed in the theater.
Every day, people are getting gunned down by individuals who shouldn't have guns.
Hoover and others urged Colorado lawmakers to pass gun control measures this year, and they did, expanding background checks for gun purchases and banning high-capacity magazines.
I'd love to be able to take away all the pain my whole family feels. Reality is we can't, but we can help. And this is somewhere I think we can make a difference.
Some of the families have also turned their attention to Cinemark, the theater's owner. They filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the theater chain, alleging that security that night was lax. The theater reopened earlier this year. In the parking lot, after catching an afternoon movie, Glenn and Betty Cox said they were happy that their favorite theater wasn't torn down because of the shooter's actions.
Well, yes, I was afraid that way he would win.
This way, at least they showed that they had some spunk and reopened.
Families from Aurora and the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut are gathering today in Colorado to read the names of gun violence victims from across the country. They'll read names until just after midnight, the time the gunman opened fire on the crowded theater 1 year ago. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.